Rabbi Shmuel Halpin.
Every time before, when I get asked to give a shiur on any way, tear away, I have to break my head to find out a subject. It's a melucha fazich. So I thought the easiest way to do is to start from the beginning and we'll try and work our way through. First thing is getting up in the morning and we carry on. It's the basic haluchos which everybody knows, and because everybody knows them, so we don't really ever go over them. So the chayre, as met ibegain, the beresta chiddush is that person becomes clear in what he knew already. And maybe something will come which you didn't realize, you didn't remember. Beginning of the year, start with the beginning of the siman. Then tomorrow night, mitzvashem, on Thursday night, sorry, the Yutzat from the Heilig Rishna. There's a famous vort the Heilig Rishna said. Kaddish li kol b'chor, petek kol rechem, is kaddish li kol b'chor, a person's mekaddish, should always be mekaddish the b'chor, the beginning of every time. Beginning of the year, a person's mekaddish the year, is mekaddish the year, and Rosh Hashanah, as if he's dachzazan, and the whole year carries on in the way that he started. He starts something on your right foot, and it keeps on going. The Heilig Rishna says, a person wakes up in the morning, his first machshuva, dibba, ma'aseh, he should have in mind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the whole rest of the day will carry on, as if he's dachzazan. We see that's how the Mechabin Shech Nur starts in Simon Aleph. It's Gabi Kari, a Lamed Baboy, Kel Avoidus Boyre. A person should be Mizgabi like a lion to get up in the morning. La Avoidus Boyre, Shehi Mo'ira Ashacha. He should be the one who is awakening the day. It's two parts of this Mechabin are very difficult to do. One of them is this Gabi Kari, is definitely difficult part to do. And also Shehi Mo'ira Ashacha, a person should be up early enough that he wakes up in the morning. So, Chach, one mal we have, we live in Manchester, that half the year, nearly, we don't have the problem, him or Irashaka, we have a problem not falling asleep because it's so dark. But person gets out of bed at a normal hour, he has to be careful not to daven too early. Never mind, it became a chazoyka that to me, Mekayim, it's part of the Mechaber, Shehim or Irashaka. In the Mishabir brings down a great saying from Shlach Kudish, Vishlach Kusav, and Sikutin Beis, Vishlach Kusav. Soiz l'chaber yoim v'layla b'toyra oy b'tzfila. As a verse that saw, the person should be mechaber in the morning and the evening. He should be mechaber. It says bein bo'ke bein be'erev. He should be mechaber between day and night. It says the bein ashmushes times. A person should be mechaber with toyra and with tefila. So here the shi itself is very often is mechaber between day and night of during the chaylik from the year with toyra. And start your way in the middle of winter. Kimat does the same thing because it takes a long time till it gets morning. But it's like Ursa Indian, a person can learn before davening a few words. It's a Mekayim the Shlach Kudosh. Meshabriya was Halukha Saifa, but he brought down the Shlach Kudosh. And the Meshabriya Kedarka and Sikut Nalev gives a bissel a chizik and a misa. Va'afi misa any yitzra b'choyrif lemur. A person gets his Yitzhura, comes in the winter and tells him, Eich tamid baboyka, how can you get up in the morning? Ka koyr gudel, it's freezing cold outside. Asi any bekai, it's loyma eich tamid b'toscha, v'dayin l'shavad m'shnoscha. Or in the summer, he tells them, how can you get out of bed already? You hardly slept. They used to go to sleep when it got dark. They used to get up when it was light. They didn't end up sleeping a lot in the summer. Yisgaber olav, yushum yisgaber nizeitzahura v'al yishmaloi v'yachshoi v'nafshoi. He should think to himself, Elohi yinitzrach l'amud l'shoris lefnei ha-melech busav adom. If he had to get up to serve a melech busav adom, if Queen Elizabeth gave him some job to do, kama hoya zuhi v'zuriz l'amud v'ashkom elohokin la'atzmel avadusoi kol shkei mekan v'choy me'amunoi shekol v'choy me'lefnei melech ma'atam luchem ha-kudish buruchi. It's on which Abishlatin's Bashachim with the Yetzahura. It's very hard. It's one of the mysteries of creation. Why it's so hard to get into the bed at night, but it's so hard to get out of it again in the morning. Everyone has the tendency. We have both tendencies. We've just got to switch the switches and use them at night to get in and in the morning to get out again. Now, but this is the Metzias that we all have a Schwerkeit Olstein in the Frieden. Just a one sort as a Masala. Somebody brought down, which gave me a chizik. It didn't last that long, but it gave me a gewaldige chizik. Said, imagine what happens in Shomayim. We know when Megayit Shluf, and what happens when a person goes to sleep, is Neshama goes up to Shomayim, and in the morning, it comes back down again. So what's happening in Shomayim? Picture what's happening. Everyone's sitting together, all the Neshamas, and all sitting together, and they're learning, and they're being nanimiz of Ashkina, doing whatever the Neshamas do in Shomayim. Also, one of the Neshamas says, bye, he's going now. Why? Because the guy's alarm clock is ringing downstairs, and I've got to go back to visit the gift again. So everyone says bye-bye to him and he leaves. And 1.5 minutes later, he comes back again. So what are you doing over here? So the guy turned over, he went back to sleep, so I'm coming back to learn. 5 minutes later, the snooze button goes off, and he runs back down again. And this guy's going to go yo-yo, and all the neshumas are wondering, there's such a funny thing going on over here.
They'll do that.
They'll do that. Picture that way, sometimes it can give you like a little of a chizik, what we're doing to jump out of bed in the morning. Anyhow, I'm about to go. So the end of the Rambam is a greater pale. The Rambam comes with a vista, the Rambam that somebody who should always picture Shisha Sam the next summit. The Rambam starts off with a gewaldige, starke, hoiche madreges. A person should always imagine standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because a person's master, Diva Machshuv, when he stands in front of a king, is not the same when he stands in, by himself, when he's by himself. And a gewaldige, starke Rambam, something which needs to chaz the whole time. The end of the Rambam is a pale. The Rambam starts off how we behave in the morning, how we get out of bed in the morning. And the Rambam carries on, he finishes off the last line, Gam, when a person goes to sleep at night, he should know in front of who he's going to lie down. And straight away when he wakes up in the morning, he should get out of bed. How does it come in? We're talking about Sif and Siman Aleph. That should be in Siman Reish Mem base. When a person goes to sleep, it says Krishna. It should say over there, and the person goes to sleep, he's going to sleep in front of the Ayvishta. I heard from the B'an Rebbe Shlita once, I think he said it over from somebody, as the Ramu is telling us how to get up in the morning. So the Shtaitner Mechabi is Gabe Kari. The person wants to get up like a lion, he has to go to sleep like a lion. But if you go to sleep like a chamoy, it's very hard all of a sudden to wake up like a lion. And Mezaitas Bechish, somebody goes to sleep because he's busy and he's working out every minute and he says Shema and he goes to sleep. In the morning he jumps out of bed automatically. But if the time gets wasted in the evening, then it gets all of a sudden very hard to get out of bed in the morning. So the Ramu is telling us how to get out of bed. Because when he lies down, Yedalev Neimi Yishoichiv should know in front who is lying down with Yerushimayim. And therefore, Omiyat Shiei Mishnusa Yokim Bezrizis. The Ramu is giving us a tip of how to get out of bed in the mornings. The Mugen Avraham brings down, even though it says Yukim Bezrizis, a person should jump out Bezrizis, and Shabri brings down from the Mugen Avraham, a person shouldn't jump out of bed Mamish Pisoim, because it's not healthy. It should take a couple of seconds before he jumps out of bed. But in Zweisnas, we wash always Negavasa before we get out of bed. So a person says Moida'ani, and the Moida'ani which he says, and thanks to Aibisha, they gave him back his Neshuma, and then he goes and washes Negavasa, is a Shinyoitze Gavain, the Shayloyokim Pisoim. Meshabiri brings down when we say Moida Ani, which is saying Moida Ani Lefonecha Melechai VeKayom SheChazar to be Neshmusi B'Chemlo. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave back our Neshuma with the greatest Rachmunas. Rabba Minosecha, great is your trust and your Emunah that You give us always back our Neshuma. But to put the comma after the word Chemlo, because Chemlo is going back on the greatest Rachmunas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had for us. So it comes to Negelvasa. What is Negelvasa? When? What? How? It's a great zach, as Chava says, he waits a few simunim, and Hilcha Simon Dalit, he comes on to Negavasa. Mishabri brings it down straight away in Simon Aleph. Negavasa, the yisod of Negavasa is Riach Ru. There's two reasons why a person has to wash his hands when he wakes up in the morning. There's one is because he wants to daven, and he wants to learn, and we know when a person wants to daven and wants to learn, he has to have clean hands. And if he has to have clean hands, we have to wash them. But what happens if somebody doesn't have water and he wants to wash his hands? So you can do b'midi d'minaki, you can do on something which cleans them up, you can rub them on the table, you can rub them on the wall, you can rub them whatever they do and they become clean. And then a person is allowed to daven and he's allowed to learn. Or if a person knows 100% that he hasn't touched any mukoyim samachisin, which he went to sleep in a way that he was completely dressed, that he couldn't have touched anywhere mukoyim samachisin, so we got the gavatarian tefillah, he has no problem to go and daven and to learn. Now there's another reason we have to watch Negelvasa, is because Riachru, like we said before, a person in the Shoma goes up to Shemaim. Comes when a person dies after 120, kimta riach tima on a yid. The reason why it comes riach tima on a yid is because the clippers are always trying to run after the kedusha, they're always trying to be toifus. Wherever there's holiness, the riach tima always comes and tries to chap it. As long as the kedusha is there, the riach tima can't come in. Therefore, as long as the yid is alive, he's not tuma. But the minute he's nifta, his neshama goes away. He leaves behind a vacuum. He has a vacuum. He has a body which is a grosser vacuum. There was a grosser mukim kedusha. And all of a sudden, all the mukim clippers, all the riachatim jump into it. I think the Rechaim HaKudosh explains it's like a barrel of honey. He says if you take a barrel of honey, when you empty out all the honey from it, all of a sudden you look into it, you see it's going to be full of all creatures. They're all going to be coming, running in, trying to chap the leftover drops or whatever there might still be inside this barrel. So therefore, when a yid is Niftaf the Meva Esrim becomes a gewaltige Tim inside his body. And that's why in a small beginner is why when a Yid goes to sleep and he wakes up in the morning, the Riach HaTimah was on him. The Riach HaTimah goes away from the whole body. It disappears and stays only on his hands. That's what happens in the morning when he wakes up. We wash Negavas to take away this Riach HaTimah. Because of this reason that Riach HaTimah only becomes from Kedisha, therefore a Goy doesn't have to wash Negavas. And what's make a difference if a Goy has to wash Negavas or not? Because the Mechaber brings down that somebody who hasn't, before he washes Negavas, is not allowed to touch any food. Because if he touches any food, it's going to make the Riach HaTimah go on the food. Therefore, when a person, you go into a restaurant and you're served by the food you prepared by Goyim, you wonder about maybe there's Riach around this food that you're going to eat. Since the Goy doesn't have any Kedisha in himself, therefore he doesn't get any Riach HaTimah when he goes to sleep, and therefore there's no problem of them washing Negavas.
But what is somebody got stuff or not? So
you have to be very careful. When you have Yiddish stuff, Penebuch aren't so erlich, yeah. So I was in one went to visit in Koimimius, the matzah factory, and there every morning, every worker comes in from all the moshavim around. The mashkiach lines them all up at the sink, and they all wash negovasa. See, same thing. I was by a. Our system goes into the system. Yeah. What are you worried about nowadays? All these. But the same thing. I was by a chasna in Bnei Brak under Rav Landau's Hechsher, and I mentioned to the mashkiach. I was before the chasna there. I don't remember. I saw some friar walking around, whatever it was, putting the food out. And I mentioned to. He says, Avada, Makpid, every time the first job when you come into the beginning of the chasna, we come early when you're preparing, is all the staff have to line up and everyone has to wash negavasa. They did, they didn't, everyone has to wash negavasa. You have to be careful,
Riyakiru. What's the reason that it's only in the hands?
It doesn't say why, it just says that it is on the whole body, and when a person wakes up, the Riyakiru disappears and stays only on the hands. I don't know how those things work.
It's the end of the body, so the hands and the feet, the nails are dead.
But why does nobody wash their feet?
Kiddush Yadayim V'Rigliim. Today they said it won't go off the feet anyhow, so therefore it's not here for washing the feet. That's the Kiddush Yadayim V'Rigliim. Therefore it's only in the hands. But Kiddush Yadayim V'Rigliim said that's the people of the Pirek.
I mean, that's another smack of going to mikveh every day, Zuckster. Very good, Shkoy. So Mishabriya goes, how do we wash Negavasa? We know we wash Negavasa to take away Riach Ru. It doesn't help to also midi the Menaki. We have to wash three times on each hand. We have to wash for Serigin. We have to wash first the right, left, right, left, right, left. If it's Ma'akiv to be Moir the Riach Ru, to start with the right hand, I don't know. In Shechnuruch it's Mashma, because we're Mechabit Yimin Tchilo. I don't know whether it's a Ma'akiv and someone's left-handed or not. When it's Negai, it's very often when you let your Kinderlach wash a line's Negavasa, but they know how to do three times, but they don't very often know what's right and what's left. When we daf makpid zan or not, weiß ich nicht. Now, is the goon brings down that is the Indian to do four times on each hand, because the third time only removes the riyah from the body, but still stays on the water. To remove that water also, is the Indian to do another time. So machloikas and some people have a chinuch of doing four times on each hand. Once you wash negavasa, where do you wash the negavasa? Mishabriya bring to moirdig chumah. A person shouldn't walk 4 amos before he washes negavasa. And he brings down the awesome dais to hold that one room is considered 4 amos, but a person should not be makel on it. Mamash oli b'shas atchak. So therefore, and even that's only one room. Most people, whoever doesn't have a sink in the bedroom, but even if they have a connected bathroom to the bedroom, l'choira, even that shas atchak is also not going to be included in here because it's not in one room, it's a separate room. So therefore, l'choira is mashma over here, mamash mi'ikadin, a person has to have negavasa next to his bed. When a person washes negavasa next to his bed, since the water is moiridik metame, has to be very careful. The mechaber brings down, he has to make sure he washes with a keli into a keli and not leave it all over the floor. Normally not pouring all over the floor, but it's a gross Indian to make sure. Some people are makbid not to leave it lying around the whole day. It's a moiridik, a tumidik, a water, which a person has to be very careful about.
What's the
what the?
My begila, the fact that the water is
So my Megillah, I didn't do it now, but I think my Megillah is pushing it down within Sakuna, not within Negevasa. And therefore, if you makpid on my Megillah, you have to makpid on everything my Megillah. And there's a lot of things we're not makpid on. The Mechaber says we're not makpid on my Megillah because it's not shchich in the Mechushim. I think it says that Kifta Zayin in Redaya. And therefore, we're not makpid. The Chaznish was makpid because he turned there to Tisrul, is his Yodu, Vigdim, not a makpid Zan. Therefore, he covered everything. But
you
can't leave.
Not drinking it.
Even you're not drinking it, because if somebody has the slightest cut and the poison will go and the Nuchosh will drink it, it says clearly not to wash also with Mayim Megillim because of their Sakuna. Therefore, the Chaznish, Makkim, Makkim, the Chaznish, Psukim, in Gansen, cover over the Negevasa. Yeah, Lechayr, you're not here. I think, from I remember from school, the only poisonous snake is a viper, and I don't remember seeing one outside of a zoo. Now, Tisrael, I did see a few times snakes on the street, literally, of a, I don't know if they were poisonous or not, but here I haven't seen. So Lechayr, here's a starke tzat, as Daphne Shmach Mazal. But the Meshabriya Kedarko is very busy about Benun Lechavayroi. A person should never be makpid on Benun Lahamukim of the Cheshvan from Benun Lachavayra. It's a typical Mishabira. Brings down, even you wake up in the morning, and all of a sudden you see you don't have water next to your bed, but your Chava is sleeping on the next bed, and he's prepared for himself Negevasa. Are you allowed to go and use his Negevasa or not? So Mishabira brings down that make sure, he's very busy, make sure you don't use Yenem's Negevasa unless you're convinced that you can resupply the water for him immediately, so he shouldn't have to go without Negevasa. We're very spoiled nowadays, and we have a tap within a close vicinity of our beds. And we'll get out, and we'll have to open our water trigger and make sure there was enough water around. So therefore, Mishabir is very busy. I mentioned Zolnish Neman thing. Now, what happens if a person wakes up in the morning, whatever happened, he forgot to prepare Negevasa next to his bed. Mishabir brings down that all people who hold that it's better to go slowly, because it's Issa to walk 4 hours without washing Negevasa. So therefore, it's better a person should go slowly, puchas mit al damas, like carrying in the Shusarab on Shabbos. And he said, it's nishrichtik. The holy sod of the Zayach Kodesh of 4 hours is a time span. It's not a walking distance. Therefore, it's a time span of washing 4 hours that some which a person should be makbid about, not to be awake without washing Negevasa. And therefore, the Mishabir says that somebody's awake, gets up, and he's not interested in turning over and going back to sleep. He wants to stay awake. He's not definitely wants to get out of bed straight away. He wants to think through his machshuvas. He wants to spend a few minutes lying awake in bed. He has to wash Negevasa straight away, because the Chiv is not walking without Negevasa, the Chiv is being awake, on a matter of a person's awake before he washes Negevasa. Chmaitis HaZach was, I also don't really know it, and it's a moiridike vichtige yisod, because it's a riach timur, okay, gotta decide the attack of getting out. This person who's busy snoozing every 5 minutes, so he hasn't yet decided he's getting out of bed.
Isn't it the night you want to go to the bathroom, you have to clean?
You have to wash Negevasa. Maybe you don't have to, because before Nacht, therefore the Uriach
Ru. It's more kicks in only when you decide to get up. Wake up 3 o'clock
in the morning. What's that Gedur of waking up?
Ready to get up and get up.
Start your day.
If you wake up 3 o'clock and go for a drink, don't
need to wash Negevasa. You want to prepare, you need to feed the baby, you need to prepare a bottle, all these things, you don't have to. You're going to be up for half an hour, it's not called getting up. What's that door of being up?
I know.
Okay, Surakin. But the Mishbir Nachamu, somebody doesn't have water when he gets out of bed, normally, so first of all, the Mishbir says he should rush to wash his hands as quick as he can. Even if it's a long time in another room, wherever it is, he should go to the nearest water that he has as quick as possible. He shouldn't take his time over it because he doesn't have water. And Ochet, why if he doesn't have water? You wake up in the middle of nowhere, whatever it is, it's only walking in the middle of nowhere. Mushl, you slept on a plane, and you can't get any water and there's no thing. You woke up and you're up now, and you're going to be up now. It's landing time, the seatbelt sign's on, you can't get out of bed, you can't get out of your seat, and you can't wash your hands. So Mishbir said, make sure you're not over any serum because of it. Davadi, you got to sit and learn, and you got to daven. There's no heter not to daven or not to learn, or no Indian not to daven not to learn zikr because you haven't washed Negevasa. It's two separate yisoidas. To wipe your hands amid the menaki, to make sure they're clean. Once they're clean, you can daven and you can learn.
With
the riach timah. Riach timah doesn't stop us davening and learning. And vashtaitzech, as soon as you more person can, he has to go and wash. Negevasa, take away the...
And then you want to eat something?
You can't eat.
Without touching?
Don't know. I didn't go into the whole book exactly. The one that somebody did touch food, Why do we touch food before Negelwasser? Steigt wird nicht usser. When Shabrira brings down, you have to wash the food Negelwasser. You have to wash the food 3 times in order to be able to eat it. Yeah? How it works with bread, or how it works with whatever. There's lots of different foods we can imagine which won't last very long if you go and wash them. Weiß ich nicht. If you see how chumer it is, so the big challenge just to finish off is, what age do you have to wash Negelwasser from? Because the kinderlach who run around the house, and they're very often up before their parents, and they're running around and they're taking stuff and they're eating. It comes out that all the cereal boxes, they don't pull themselves a nice bowl of cereal. They take the big box of Kellogg's, the kilo box which you bought, and they put their hand straight inside and take out some Kellogg's. It comes out that the whole box you can't use anymore. So Steinisch Kludu and Chanukha Rav brings down, Ha-Me'ikadin, Negelwasser is only Mishah She'Gil Chinuch. Once Megillah Lechinuch, then Tzachir, because that's when the Kedisha starts coming into the person properly. So therefore, we said before, that's what brings around the Timur. Mekudesh Yom Eloi, somebody who washes Negelwasser already from a Yom Hamila, because when after the Haschulas Hanashuma starts coming into the child, is Yom Hamila. But Meikadin, it's only from Megillah Lechinuch, 6, 7.
But that child, every time he wakes up in the day after Shabbos.
Oh, so by days, not Chumlas Sufik, you have to wash Negelwasser with Chlal and not by days. It's Tamzo, it's Mekiladig. It comes up with kids, as a Medav, to Chzein, to Achten, and to wash straight away as soon as you wake up. So, Zoyk, Zan, Vata, Tzagayin, Chumna, Gishmak, Tzuz. Oh, Shabbat!